Hi, and welcome to the podcast, Aligned with Paige Schmidt. Here you will learn real, practical actions you can start taking today to help you become the calm, present, happy version of yourself that you dream about. And as always, you can take your growth to the next level with my personalized program, Aligned Coaching. Learn more about it at the end of today's episode. Let's get started. Hello, welcome to another episode and happy April. I hope this has been a great month for you. I'm going to start this episode where we're talking about resetting your identity. This is going to be such a fun one. I want to start this episode by reading to you something that I wrote in my journal this month, and it was around the topic of consistency. And I was just kind of like brain dumping my thoughts about consistency and how we can rethink it and what it does for us and what a gift it is for us. So if you're listening to this and you're someone who wants to become a more consistent person, you want to see yourself as someone who is more consistent, join me. This is one of my favorite things to talk about lately, and I'm so excited to invite you into this conversation. So in my journal, I wrote, "My brain has felt so clear this week, and that is feeling so great. I want to take a couple of moments to just jot down my thoughts right now as I'm having this clarity. There isn't an area of my life that I absolutely love and value that doesn't require consistency or doesn't thrive with consistency. My marriage, my health, money, consistency falls when I believe that it would be better to just not care about these areas." So, side note, pause on the journal entry. What I mean by this is, when we're being consistent about something for a few weeks, let's say we're being consistent with our health for a few weeks, and we get to a point of exhaustion where we're telling ourselves the story that to continue being consistent takes endurance and stamina and effort. We get to this place of, why am I doing this? I don't care. This is so freaking hard. I'm just going to have a drink. This is so freaking hard. I'm just going to order takeout. This is so hard. I'm going to skip my workout. We get to that place, and it's okay to order takeout. It's okay to have a drink if you're someone who is okay with having a drink. It's okay to skip a workout. However, you want to like your reasons for doing it, meaning I want to skip a workout because I've decided that, hey, every couple days, I'm going to do something easier. I'm going to take a walk so that my body has enough time to rest and rejuvenate. And I'm going to kind of plan for that or think about that in advance versus today is a day I really want to strengthen my body. Here's the time that I've planned to do it. And I get to that point and I'm telling myself this really exhausting story of how hard it's going to be and how difficult it's going to be. And then I just choose to skip it because I'm avoiding the hard that I'm telling myself it's going to be. Whereas we all know if we actually show up and do it, and we do it from the place of self-care and self-love and calmly strengthening our bodies and really showing up for ourselves, it feels so rejuvenating. You've heard countless times other people and your own brain saying that they never regret a workout, right? Well, I would say I never regret a workout that I do that comes from a place of, this is going to feel good. I'm really proud of myself for showing up right now. I might be tired, but this is going to give me some energy, right? So, consistency falls when I believe it would be better to just not care. I start thinking, what's the point if we're all just going to die anyways? For me, consistency means slowing down and showing up for myself and others. It builds confidence because I know when I'm being consistent, I'm showing up for what I most value. And that feels amazing. Changing our definition of consistency away from black and white mentality, all or nothing thinking, perfectionism is important though. And consistency, or what we're choosing to be consistent with, is allowed to change and shift from season to season. It's not always going to look the same. It's not exhausting, it's life-giving. What is most exhausting is going through life knowing you're not showing up the way that you want, knowing you're not honoring your values. This feels so good and right, God. I'd like to share this on the podcast. I'd like to keep thinking about this. So when I journal, I'm kind of like journaling to myself slash God. A lot of my journal entries have to do with processing or coming to clarity or being thankful for something. So I do write little notes like, God, this feels so good. Help me continue on this path. Help me keep thinking in this way. That's why I love to journal. It feels like a conversation between me, myself, and God. Lots of clarity. A couple paragraphs later, I was writing down about my dream life and how I feel that I'm already living it in so many ways, and what are a few ways that I would like to add in. This past year, I have called it the year of joyful consistency. It really has been the year of joyful consistency. It's the most consistent I've ever been with changes that I've made to how I'm showing up in my marriage, to my health, to my parenting, to my work, to how I'm showing up for myself. And it has been the year that change has felt the absolute beyond, like without a doubt, the easiest it has ever been for me. And it's because of everything that I'm talking about and want to teach you here and in Aligned Coaching with consistency and letting it be easy. Not making it easy, not fooling yourself to think that it's easy, but truly changing your relationship with consistency so that it's the easiest choice. It's the default choice. So as I was journaling, what often happens is I'll be journaling about my life and then I'll get to this spot where I get really inspired and I start talking about the transformation that I'm experiencing and that I'm so excited for you to experience. And I'll start journaling about you, those of you who are listening, and then I'll have to remind myself, okay, Paige, come back to your own life. Keep thinking about this dream life that you're creating and what more you want to do or what you'd like to do next. And it's a fun process. But one of those points where I started talking about and thinking about you was this. I said, as I was talking about my dream life, I want to have more client conversations. And pause on the journal entry. I had a thought this week where I had full days of clients every day. And I was like, this is the goal. This is my favorite thing in the world to do. So many businesses, and I'm not shaming any of them, this is great for them, are moving to a model. And I've tried to do this a couple times in my business, thinking it was the right thing to do. So many businesses are moving to this model of having less conversations with people, where it's like one Zoom call a week and a full-time business, right? And I do that in Aligned Coaching. We have one group coaching call a week. But I also have to just allow myself to be honest with me and know who I am and know that every time I have a coaching conversation, whether it's in a group format or one-on-one, I feel so deeply fulfilled, so connected to my purpose after I do that. So like recording these podcast episodes and meeting with clients, whether it's one-on-one or a group setting, those are the moments where I feel the most fulfilled in my business. So I have to ask myself, well, why would I choose a model that's moving me away from that and having me do less of that? I want a model that's allowing me to fill my working hours with more of that, more conversations with women, more transformation. So just a side note there of why I was thinking about that. Like, I am working 2 full days a week right now with clients, and I was thinking, like, I want more client conversations, not less, more transformation. So I wrote, the goal is more transformation for women. You cannot be consistent when you're coming from a place of pressure and avoiding shame, when you're coming from a place of perfectionism. This is when consistency feels good for a while and then it suffers. And then I told myself, okay, Paige, back to dreaming. You're starting to focus on other people again. But it's so true. When we are trying to be consistent because we think it's what we should do and we're not enjoying the process of being consistent, we get to a point where we hate consistency and we tell ourselves stories like, I just want to be spontaneous. I just want to not care. I don't want to have any plans. I want to be flexible. I want to be free, right? And the truth is, you can be free and spontaneous and flexible and even more of those things when you're consistent, because you're not having to go through that huge weight of the mental load that you carry when you know you're not doing what's important to you. So I want to help you become a more consistent woman so that you can feel more confident, you can have more self-trust, you can really know yourself and know who you are. And most importantly, you know every day when you wake up that most of the time, again, moving away from perfectionism, you are showing up and living your values and moving toward your goals, right? That is what I want for you. That is what gives true freedom. That's what allows you the mental space and the time, even the physical time in your schedule, to be spontaneous and to enjoy your white space, right? Like, I plan out my time and my to-dos, and by doing that, I am able to enjoy tons of white space that I put in my calendar. And for everyone, tons means different things. Like, I think tons of white space is having an hour to myself, right? And I'm able to enjoy that time because I know that that's like planned, intentional, just downtime. There's nothing you have to do here. What do you want to do? You want to cook a meal? You want to watch a show with your daughter? Is she asleep? Do you want to journal? What would you like to do? Do you want to read a book? Do you want to go sit outside and have a cup of coffee, right? When we're not intentional with our plan and we have white space, what most of us do is we will think that those are the moments we need to be more productive and get done all the things that we never have time for, right? And even if you are a woman who feels busy and like you don't have time for things, this is more important for you. Oh, we could talk so much more about this. It's like been so life-changing for me to plan some of my time. And I'm not talking about this like intense time tracking where everything feels calculated. No, I'm talking about, let me decide ahead of time what I'm going to make for dinner so that the decisions are all made within 5 minutes at the start of the week. And then I go through my week and I don't have to spend all this mental effort thinking, what are we going to eat? I choose things that sound delicious that I know I'm going to be in the mood for, go through the week, and it's easy. I'm all about inviting more ease and joy into my life and yours because we do so much. So we want to invite more joy and ease into the process. So let's talk about resetting your identity so that you can see yourself starting today as a more consistent woman, as a consistent woman, as a consistent woman who is confident. So what I want to ask you is, who do you want to be? If you were to grab a blank sheet of paper right now, and if you want to, feel free to pause the episode and do this with me. If you were to grab a blank sheet of paper and write down, like at the top, just what do I want? What do I want in my life? How do I want to feel? How do I want to feel within myself? What do I want my relationships to be like? What do I want from life? What do I want to give to others? How do I want to serve others? How do I want to show up? How do I want to feel each day, right? So for me, I want to feel healthy and strong and like I am nourishing myself. And when I think about that woman, I think of someone who's not afraid to show up to her life and be herself. So I've shared with you all before, if you've been following along with me for a long time, you know that my story is that I used to, like, this is before Healthy Hits the Spot, which was like the first version of my brand. Before Healthy Hits the Spot, before I ever got into blogging or coaching or any of that, I used to spend so much mental energy controlling the size of my body from a place of wanting to avoid shame and gain other people's appreciation and respect and all of that. So I used to think the smaller I can be, the better. But now I realize the opposite is true. It's like, no. I don't want to have this intention of under nourishing myself so that I can be smaller and skinnier and shrink and be less of who I am and get to have less of an opinion and personality, right? No, I want to build my strength and feel strong and nourished. I want my emotions to be in a calm, healthy place where they are taken care of. I want to truly and deeply know myself so that I can show up and have the energy, the space, the confidence, the assurance to show up and love people and serve them and take a stand for people because I know who I am, because I'm confident in who I am, because I'm a woman who knows what she wants, knows what she believes, and can show up from that place. Do you see that? How showing up from a place of being well-nourished, well taken care of, strong, confident, knowing what she wants, able to love other people, know who she loves, and do it well, right? That is who I want to be. So when I think of what I want from my life coming from that place, I think of, okay, how would the nourished, strong, well taken care of me, the woman who is co-creating her life with God, she's strong, she trusts in God's sovereignty, that he's ultimately in control. How would she show up to her business? How would she show up to motherhood? How would she show up for herself and her relationship with herself and her care of self? How would she show up in her relationship with God and the ways that she connects with him? I love it. I get so excited about thinking of this strong, nourished version of me. And it's such a completely different feel from an undernourished, starving, skinny, small version of me who's afraid, who's trying to avoid shame and conflict and confrontation and all of that at all costs, and who is not being who she is. That was my old story 12 years ago and beyond, right? Now it's strong, nourished. And thinking of myself in that way gives me such confidence and excitement about the future and possibility. And it makes me excited to see, like, what is the life that God has for me? And how can I step into that today? How can I align myself with God's steps today? How can I serve and love others well? It feels so good. I feel so lit up talking about this and even a little emotional because I did spend so many years trying to shrink and stay small and not upset anyone and not really know who I was. And that wasn't on purpose. I just had to learn. I had to go through this process. And so now, it really makes me choke up, like giving myself this permission from myself, like from within to, hey, I want to nourish you. I want to love you. I want you to be strong. I want you to you know who you are. And then thinking of myself in that way, right? Here's the second part is when I identify that those are the things that I want, the most important next piece is to start thinking of myself right now in this moment as that woman. So if I want to be a more loving mom, I've got to stop thinking. And I'm just giving an example here. Actually, motherhood is the area that I feel most consistent and able to show up in this way, and that I don't overthink motherhood. I know I've heard from so many of you that parenting is actually the number one area of your life that you do overthink. But for me, for whatever reason, it's just not an area that I overthink. If I had to give you a reason, I would say it's because my number one focus is on love. And I just absolutely know for sure, without a doubt, that I'm going to fail and mess up and not get everything right. And I also just don't put it all on me. Like, Selah is her own person too. And so she's going to grow up. She's going to have to learn her own lessons. I also really trust in God's sovereignty over parenthood and Selah and who she's supposed to be. I don't feel so like in control and this need to control everything in parenthood. And so I actually use parenthood for me because it's an area that I feel comfortable with. I feel calm, confident, strong, and I don't overthink it. It's just like show up, love her well, be there, enjoy her, be present, be grateful. And those things are things I enjoy. Like that's the most rewarding way I could show up for parenthood. And so that's what I do. And so I actually use parenthood as, okay, if I was to take how I'm showing up there and apply it to business or apply it to marriage, areas where I'm more likely to overthink things, I can start to see how that version of me would show up in marriage or in business. And I can start to act as if I were already her now. Now, this is not like fake it till you make it, or I guess it could be, but I don't really like that term because it feels like I don't know. It doesn't resonate with me. Instead, it's like, who is the woman that I am telling myself I want to be? What are her values and goals? And then recognizing that, oh, those are my values and goals. I want to start living those things today and starting to practice today to create a new way of being. That's how I like to think of it. So when I talk about identity reset, what I'm saying is, who do you want to be? Really give yourself the space to think about it. How do you want to show up in your relationships? How do you want to show up in your relationship with yourself? How do you want to prioritize your own care of self? Write it all down on a piece of paper. Write out what you want and then keep that thought stream going, the stream of thought, keep it going, keep writing, and shift your language on paper as you write to, I am already this person. So I am a woman who deeply nourishes herself, who deeply loves and cares for herself. I am a woman who is strong and values building her strength, her spiritual strength, her physical strength, her emotional strength, her willingness to feel all emotion and not avoid them. I am that woman. I love that I am this woman. I am grateful that life has brought me to the place where I have become this woman. That's how I want you to start writing about who I want you to be, because you want to reset your identity to align with this woman now. Otherwise, what happens is there's like a set point theory with your weight that once you've been a certain weight for so long, your body will keep trying to readjust itself to get back to that weight, right? And new set points can happen and occur and all those things. That's a conversation for another time. But I want you to think of your personality or your identity as also having a set point, like this status quo. And I don't mean that as like a, this is a bad version of you. I just mean like, this is what your brain is used to. This is who your brain thinks you are because you've thought it enough times that now your brain believes this about you. So if you're thinking of yourself as I am weak and I don't really take good care of myself and I am not consistent with my health and I can't stick to anything that I say I'm going to do, and you've thought for long enough, like let's say 60 days, you've probably thought this for years, but let's even just say you've been thinking this way about yourself for 60 days, that may now be the new way that you think of yourself. And so if you want to shift into a woman who is strong and nourished and consistent and taking care of herself and has energy because of doing these things, and she's confident and she's showing up to her life and she's not afraid to have conversation, if you want that to be your new set point, you have to change your current set point by now thinking of yourself in that way. So that now becomes your default thermostat. Does that make sense? So you're not waiting until you become her to start thinking of yourself as her. You have to do that work first so that your mind starts to adjust to, oh, this is who I am. Okay, so if I'm a strong, nourished woman, here's the things that she does. And then you start noticing that your actions start to align with how you're seeing yourself. Isn't that fun? I love thinking about that. So if you want to be a more consistent woman, step one is thinking of yourself as more consistent now, and not in a way of fooling yourself, but literally in a way of, oh, I'm doing the work of rewiring my brain so that I start choosing actions that are in alignment with being a consistent woman. I love this. So fun. So we will wrap up this episode here and we'll continue to have conversations like this on the podcast. So keep showing up if you love this episode and you want to text it to a girlfriend so that the two of you can talk about it. Let me know that you did that so I can say thank you. There is nothing that encourages me more than knowing that I've created something that is resonating with you enough that you would text it to a girlfriend and share it with her and talk with her about it. If you've never left a review and you want to do that now, I would so appreciate that. I read every single review on Apple Podcasts. I appreciate them and they help this podcast grow. And I appreciate that more than any of you will ever know. So reach out to me on DMs, send me a text. If you have my phone number, let me know you listened. Let me know you shared with a friend. Send me an email. I'd love to connect with you. See you in a couple weeks. My goal for Aligned Coaching is to help as many women as I can get in tune with a more happy, present, and calm version of themselves. If you've been enjoying this podcast and are ready to take what you're learning to the next level and apply it to your specific needs, then come join me in Aligned Coaching, my highly personalized hands-on program that walks you through the steps you need to take to become the woman you already are deep down inside. I can show you how to access her and make her a part of your everyday life in times of peace, chaos, and everything in between. Together, we create a safe space for you to grow into the woman you want to be with weekly group coaching calls, 24/7 access to written coaching where you can submit a question directly to me and get a response anytime, and Zoom video hangouts to connect with other women in the community, which allows you to learn from their shared experiences and maximize your growth. Not only that, but you will also get new, fresh audio content uploaded each and every week that you can only get as an Aligned Coaching member. Are you ready to grow into the highest level of yourself and experience freedom like never before? Sign up today at paigeschmidt.com/coaching.